Hi, I'm David Smith, and this is In a Word. Of all the controversial verses in the Bible, surely Acts 2:38 stands at the top of the list. In that passage, Peter is responding to a question, and he tells those men asking the question, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins." I know it seems like an insignificant term, but so much of the debate centers on this term, I want us today to look at the word "for" that's used in Acts 2:38. Oh, you've probably heard someone before. It's either pronounced ace or ice, the E-I-S that's used there. That's the actual Greek term. And the question is, does that word actually mean because of, or does that word mean in order to? And I want you to consider a few things today about that word "for" in Acts 2:38. Now, there are many things to consider with regard to this controversy to help us determine the meaning of that word "for" in Acts 2:38. One thing I want you to consider as we look at this verse is that if you'll do some word study, if you'll do some research into that word, you'll find that every credible source says that the word "for," ace in that passage, always looks forward to. It is a preposition with forward movement. In other words, it is a preposition that never has backward movement. It never looks behind, but always forward. Some object stands on the other side, something through which it will go, but it's never moving backward. In fact, I challenge you to do this. Look at any credible source where men and women are describing the Greek language, and you'll find that in honest, credible, scholarly sources, there's not a single honest, credible source that says that the word "ace" means "because of." It is never retrospective. And so considering the consistent translation and considering the lexical use of that term, there is no way for us to consider that it means "because of" in Acts 2:38. The word "for" means "in order to." That is, that we are to repent and be baptized in order to receive the remission of sins, to achieve that result. Also consider that in Matthew 26:28, I'm sure you've heard this pointed out before, that the exact same phrase Peter uses in Acts 2:38 is the same in Matthew 26:28. Where Jesus says, "This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins." It's exactly, in the English and Greek, the same as Acts 2:38, where we are to repent and be baptized for the remission of sins. Let me ask you this question. Would you think it proper of me to say in Matthew 26:28 that Jesus died, He shed His blood because sins had already been forgiven? Or would it be more appropriate, and the only right thing to say, that Jesus died in order to take care of the sin problem? In the same way that men and women are to be baptized into Jesus Christ in order to solve their sin problem. You know, what's interesting is that sometimes people will say, well, you know, that word "repent," that's what that phrase is connected to, and baptism just sort of stands out there by itself. In other words, we are to repent for the forgiveness of sins, and then be baptized to show that we have been forgiven. There's another little word there called and, connecting those two and making them of equal grammatical force, showing that that phrase "for the forgiveness of sins" is the result of both of those actions. We repent and be baptized for the forgiveness of sins. And one more way to know what that word means. In Acts 2:37, you'll find that those men and women were pricked in their heart, and they asked Peter and the rest of the apostles, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" Their question is, what must we do to be saved? The response is, repent and be baptized. Why? For the remission of sins. To receive the remission of sins. In order to achieve that, you're looking for salvation. The salvation will be achieved by repenting and being baptized. It shows us that in Acts 2:38, the word "for" means in order to receive the remission of sins. What an interesting word. And what a great way to solve controversy by just looking at the way the word is used and how it is defined. For. Our word for the day. I'm David Smith, and this is In a Word.